إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. The next quality of عباد الرحمن, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored his slaves by calling them his own slaves, عباد الرحمن. The next quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned is, he called them, he said, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْحَذُونَ الزُّورَ وَإِذَا مَرُّ بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّ كِرَامًا. And he said, and those who do not witness falsehood, and if they pass by some evil play or evil talk, they pass it by with dignity. So Allah is saying, these are the people who live Islam and who live thoughtfully. To live Islam is to live thoughtfully, to live with an understanding of the consequences of our actions, to choose wisely and consciously and pick what is best for our everlasting future. There is no place in Islam for the useless, the wasteful, the thoughtless and the futile. For that is which distracts, intoxicates, makes us forget our Creator, our purpose and our future. Lagh is the term that the Quran uses to describe all those things which are considered at best wasteful and at worst positively sinful and punishable. Music tops that list, especially string and wind instruments. Anyone with any understanding of music needs no convincing about the intoxicating effect that it has on one's senses and the involuntary movements that it forces the body to do, the thoughts that it invokes and the reactions that it creates. None of them lead to anything except momentary pleasure, leading to long-term trouble. And that's why it's haram. Those who try to legitimize it are trying to legitimize what Allah and His Messenger have prohibited and must be aware of the consequences of their actions. Some evidence of this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Allah said in Surah Al-Mu'minun, successful indeed are the believers, those who offer, who establish salah with all solemnity and full submissiveness with khushu, and those who turn away from al-lagh, which is dirty, evil, false talk, falsehood, and all that Allah has prohibited. In Islam, those who commit a sin, those who aid and abet in its commission, those who are silent witnesses to it, and those who do nothing to stop it are all considered partners in crime. The distinction of the Muslim is that he enjoins, promotes, and helps in what is right, and stops what is wrong. A Muslim must act for the good. There is no concept of a Muslim being a silent witness to wrongdoing. There are many evidences of this in the Quran and the Sunnah. So the one who does nothing to stop evil and instead participates in it, even if it is passively, is considered a partner of the ill-doer. Music is one such matter which we choose to ignore because it pleases the ignorant amongst us. The excuse that it is natural and instinctively pleasing can be applied to many other things which Islam considers haram. What is instinctive is not necessarily good. Sex is a classic example of this. However, Islam does not permit free sex. It does not permit people to have sexual relations with anyone outside of marriage. So, and similarly, the other examples, take food for example, eating. I mean, instinctively, you might want to eat a huge amount of food, you might want to eat all kinds of wrong food, but it harms you. Just because it's instinctive, just because there is a liking, does not necessarily mean that it is good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is good because He made what is good halal and He made what is not good haram. So, to give up what is instinctive for what is good is to be civilized. To make this choice, give up what is instinctive, but do what is good, and this is the meaning of civilization. In Surah Al-Luqman, Allah said, and of mankind is he who purchases idle talk, which the Mufassirin have said is music, to mislead people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge, and takes the path of Allah by way of mockery. For such there will be a humiliating torment in the hellfire. The people who talk about music being halal, the people who make fun of those who remind them of the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they need to read this ayat of Surah Al-Luqman again. The scholar of the Ummah, the Mufassir of the Ummah, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, said with regard to this Lahf al-Hadith, he said Lahf al-Hadith means music. Mujahid radiallahu anhu, he said this means playing the drum. In Tafsir al-Tabari, Al-Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi said this ayat was revealed concerning singing and musical instruments, which is wood and wind instruments. This is in Tafsir ibn Kathir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah al-Isra, Allah said wastafziz. Now this is the conversation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with shaitan. Allah is telling the shaitan, he's challenging him. Allah said istafziz, which is fool them gradually. those whom you can among them with your voice, which is which the Mufassirin have said is music, and any other call for Allah's disobedience, make assaults on them with your cavalry and your infantry, mutually share with them wealth and children by tempting them to earn money by illegal ways, and make promises to them, but shaitan promises them nothing but deceit. It is narrated that Mujahid Rahmatullah said, and befool them gradually, those whom you can among them with your voice. This is the voice of shaitan. This is the voice of shaitan, which is singing in you know, all kinds of different kinds of singing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this is the voice of shaitan. Shaitan is singing and falsehood. Now Ibn al-Qayyim al-Rahmatullah alayhi, he said this idhafa, which is the possessive or genitive construction, your voice, serves to make the meaning specific, as with the phrases translated your cavalry and infantry later in the same ayah. Anyone who speaks in any way that is not obedient to Allah, anyone who blows into a flute or other woodwind instrument, and who plays any haram kind of drum, this is the voice of shaitan. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, he said, among my ummah there will certainly be people who permit zina, silk, alcohol and musical instruments. And this is in Bukhari, Tabarani and Bayhaqi. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi said, this is a Sahih hadith narrated by al-Bukhari in his Sahih. This hadith indicates in two ways that musical instruments, enjoyment of music and listening to music is haram. The first is that the fact that Rasulullah ﷺ said they permit, which clearly indicates that the things mentioned, including musical instruments, are haram according to the Sharia, but those people will permit them. Permit what is haram. The second is the fact that musical instruments are mentioned along with things which are definitely known to be haram, which is zina and alcohol. And if the musical instruments were not haram, they would not be mentioned alongside these things. And this is from Silsila Sahihah by Al-Albani rahmatullahi alayhi. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, he said this hadith indicates that the ma'azif are haram, and ma'azif means musical instruments according to the scholars of the Arabic language, and this word includes all such instruments. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi also said, and concerning the same topic, similar comments were narrated from, and he listed a number of people: Sahal ibn Sa'ad al-Sa'idi, Imran ibn Husayn, Abdullah ibn Amr, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abu Huraira, Abu Umama al-Bahili, Aisha al-Mu'minin, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Anas ibn Malik, Abdul Rahman ibn Sabit, and Al-Ghazi ibn Rabiyya radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. May Allah be pleased with all of them. Now the key thing to understand here is that what is being said here is not a question of pro-music, anti-music. The question here is of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and not disobeying Him. Now this is absolutely critical as far as our success is concerned in this world and the next. I seriously remind myself, and I remind my brothers and sisters, let us not play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like people playing games, and it is dangerous to play games with Allah. What is our position is to do what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to save ourselves from what is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think this is the key, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that which is not pleasing to Him, and to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and let us make changes in our lives. Just because you've been doing something for a number of years, or all through your childhood or youth or whatever it was, doesn't mean that we still need to continue to do that. We don't need to. We can grow up, and it's time to grow up. We can grow up, we can become more responsible, we can become more conscious of our responsibility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which comes before everything else, and ensure that we live a life where when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, we will be forgiven and granted Jannah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for all of you. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.